Run a scan, Ned, he ordered, keeping Starblaster low over the surface of the planet. The light fighter skimmed over the forest, and I scanned for life signs, military installations, or anything else worth reporting to William. As his paired adaptive military AI, I was responsible for, well, pretty much everything. When he told me to run a scan, I was already doing it. When he gave the order to send a bot to patch a hole in the hull of the Star Blaster, it was already on its way. And when we returned to base after an operation, there was always a cigar and scotch on the rocks waiting in his quarters. No readings, I informed William. Right, he said, squinting into the horizon. Eyes open, high alert, even. I chuckled and played along. I don't have eyes. And yet you don't miss much. You see more than a lot of pilots. Please don't pass that along. They're a sensitive bunch. Of course, he drawled. You missed that one door when we were taking down the enemy AI. I'll have you know they were counterhacking at a rate that would cook most systems. I stand by the result, too. We won. We did, he said, before letting out a confident laugh. But I knew he didn't feel it entirely. The man would never admit it, but the Pyrrhic victory over Earth that served as both our greatest victory and worst defeat of the war still haunted him. We had beaten our adversary and destroyed the ship that housed his consciousness, but we had been too late to prevent the destruction of the planetary support systems that had necessitated the Earthen diaspora. Though William West was lauded as a hero, I knew that he also blamed himself for not being able to save Earth. Contact. My systems let me know that Starblaster's scanners picked up an enemy. Three bogeys at your two, I told him, and William grinned. Between the scanners, body sensors, and cameras mounted throughout the ship, I always knew exactly how he was reacting. Let's light 'em up, he said, tilting Starblaster on a course to intercept. Information sent. I let the command know, I informed him. My programming required me to do so, even though I knew William would rather I didn't have to. He manually activated the shields and checked the ship's control panel before returning both hands to the stick. Let's make sure to clear the skies before they can send anyone, shall we? Before the cult can send anyone, I clarified. He snorted amiably. How about before anyone can send backup? 3-1 are not favorable odds, I said. For them. William laughed easily. And that's why I love you, Ned. I couldn't smile, since obviously I didn't have a body. My consciousness was housed in a small cube socketed into the ship that William could remove to take me with him on a mission. Despite that, I somehow knew what a smile felt like. The sunny moment, the cheer, the authenticity, or as authentic as my circuits could make it.